The Sentai Review, episode 107, Gowranger Mecha. Welcome to the Sentai Review. I gotta pull this tab down because the tab and the things and
seeing
we
can't
spikes.
See spikes worth a fuck. And by the way, we're on a skeleton crew because Shane McCree, proto guy, is on a road trip with his old lady right now. So the next two episodes are gonna be skeleton crew.
And Nick is gone as well.
Lone Paladin was lured into the woods with lollipops and dreams of aspiration. He has yet to return.
So he's doing the Blair Witch.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. He just disappeared into the woods.
So, Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovelsario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Here I am.
And 33 folders of material, so let's drop that website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay.
33. Well, first, technically 32, considering that we might not be covering the single animals, so...
Well, first we're starting on the Gao God, I believe is how we say this. I believe
Gao
that's
God.
Gao.
Yep.
Okay, five.
I'm lucky.
Shit,
I
you know what I just thought of is with no shame here. That means no more Shane Zeros.
Incorrect. He, at the start of tomorrow, at the start of our next filming, he will have a special catching up episode where he has to go through these images. Because he said himself... If I miss this, does that mean they can't be added to the list? And I said, oh, motherfucker, you ain't missing nothing.
Well, fuck, that means I need to go back through episodes, because I want to say there's like three episodes where he wasn't here for Robos.
The stuff that he missed, he's going to have to quick rate. That way, if anything gets a zero, it's going to be added to the Shane Zeros episode.
Which means that'll have to fall onto you, Scotty, because I already did my job of finding the list of, what was it,
and
37 fucking zeros or some shit?
And then I put them by date and alphabetized them, so. And this is Gao God.
Ass.
Yeah.
Too much gold.
Oh, God, tiny picture for us.
Knee pads are going out a bit too far.
Yeah, obviously they're going the whole Egyptian god gold stuff here.
With a swordfish arm and a jaguar?
Either that or a cheetah.
Yeah, but I'm trying. I know it's not Egyptian. I just can't think of what. Next, because I can't really tell. Okay, they got the shark thing. They got a cheetah or a leopard or a something. Yeah. What is that on his chest?
The chest might be a bat thing.
Well, we got a bull cock again.
Yeah, bull cock.
I wonder if that...
Some kind of bull cock.
It's kind of like a bullshit, but it comes from the other end.
So, if Adam was still in our series, that would be his Zord.
More than likely.
Okay.
Last I remember, in the American version, this was an actual god controlling the Zord. Because I think in the...
In the American series, it was a god?
There was a little kid who was a god.
In our American series?
Yeah.
Holy shit. You're sure?
There's a little kid as a god who took the Zords from the American team because they weren't doing the right thing.
Okay, wait a second.
You think you remember that?
What series is this?
Wild Force?
No, I don't remember that.
I don't either, but I didn't watch it. Hold on, let me check
Because
something tells me Wild Force was Nickelodeon.
Stupid ass me on my response. Now that I think about it, I haven't watched Wild Force, so of course, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't got there yet, but now that you're mentioning it, I heard that Wild Force here in America was very much like save the environment, watch the earth type of show. It was very social justice warriors and environmental protection stuff the entire series. Like,
yeah, and if I remember right, there was this kid who was kind of a god who was saying, you aren't using your powers correctly, so I'm going to take your Zords from you.
Yes, I do remember reading something about this. I get where you are.
And I think this is what happened when the child had to fight himself.
Hmm. Next.
Eh.
It's not totally awful. I guess.
I think there's too much going on.
I think the problem comes down to a matter of we're used to, like, bright poppy colors, but this is all like one solid color. Like
it's very
sans
gold
the
and black.
Bant, or
like
the
goldish.
Bant, the bat part. Yeah. Like.
He's, Next.
Close up of the face doesn't help. Although it does help with the animal up there. It's like a. It's not a bat now, it's.
It's dumb.
No, it's got wings.
Oh,
but
yeah.
No, trust me, it is dumb. Trust me. Got a lot of experience with dumb, and this is dumb.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Next.
I mean, we did review a Gangan G.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That's it for
as far
Gal
as I'm
God.
Concerned, that dude sucked ass. I mean, who knows? Maybe in motion, and this is true of a lot of these things.
Yeah, we don't see these in motion on here, so.
In motion changes these. Sometimes what seems functional in motion is awful. And sometimes what doesn't seem well, like just seems dumb, in motion will fight really well and be really awesome, and it changes your perspective. But as this guy is just standing there, this guy sucks. I don't think he's good. I think he's too cluttered.
Too goldish at times.
I don't like his colors too much.
Well,
a lot. Like, there's not much I like about this dude. I'm probably at like... I don't know. 1.8. I really don't think this is good, even for Power Rangers design. I think this is too much.
0.7.
Adding to the list of our disembodied voice, his zeros.
I'll go with a 1.
I kind of give him a 1.3.
So, the total for Gal God.
1.2 final score.
1.2.
It's time for Gal Hunter.
By the way, I was wrong. Picture. Apparently, this guy was on Disney, it says. So, that can't be it.
Oh. That's,
okay.
Interesting.
All right. I don't hate this guy. I'm looking at his head here, and I'm seeing a kind of a shredder look about him, which I'm kind of digging.
Kind of a wolf shredder thing?
I don't mind the wolf arm. I don't mind the sharky bite hammerhead arm. This, I don't know what this is about. Is this a weapon that he could take off his back? Because if so, I'm into that.
It probably is.
The chainsaw-esque stabby thing that's on his back. If that's a weapon and not just a dumb, weird back piece, I'm into that. I don't know how he would hold it with his
probably with
hands,
his hammerhead shark arm or something.
What confuses me is it looks like he's got a head projectiling out of his chest.
He does.
He does.
It looks like a dinosaur head.
But his side view does not show that.
Oh, shit, he's right. Yeah. That is weird.
Huh.
So what is it?
I mean, the front view looks
fucking
like a
peek-a-boo.
Gator. I mean, with the front view of it and the back, it looks like it should be a gator or something like that.
I'm sorry, I have to go back to a reference I made Scotty put in the video a while back. We need some Epic by Faith No More up in here. What is it?
Oh, yeah, no shit.
If I can find it again.
It shouldn't be too difficult.
No, I'll have to look for
it. I basically told you the
in
song and the... Next!
There is no next. We're done with this
guy. Oh, well, fuck.
That was it.
I'm sorry, I was still looking shit up. The next Zord.
We gotta rate him.
No, fuck him. Next one. Fuck you, I'm not paying attention. I've also been up since 8 a.m., which is odd for me.
Oh, man.
I'll start off. I'll give it a 2 to a 2.5. It depends on what in the hell the thing is on the chest. For now, just say 2 until we can figure that out.
Yeah, fair enough. The fans are good about correcting us.
Can't correct my score. It's my score.
No, I mean us on whether we know what the fuck we're talking about or not, which
yeah.
9 times out of 10 is we don't know jack or shit.
And, so we get
Jack
there.
Left town.
Yep. I'm going, you know, I'm going to give him a solid base 3. I really do feel like he's functional. He works for Power Rangers. If that thing on his back is a weapon, I'm into that. I don't hate him. I'm agreeing with you. I'm not sure what's going on with his chest. Like, if that comes out of his chest and fucking nipple bites or what the fuck is going on. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
I'll go with a 2.5.
I don't know, I'm going to be different because he's not quite average, so I'm going to say 2.9. Like, he's almost there, but not quite.
And then...
2.6 for that guy.
2.6 for
so,
Gal
so
Hunter.
So far, number 2 is winning.
Gal Hunter Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
Oh, good. Now I know there's multiple pictures because I'm paying attention.
Blue Moon.
Hmm.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, looks like it, yeah.
Except the front. The front chest.
The front is different.
Looks like it's got like a manta ray or some junk popping out of the top.
Next.
Now. So.
That is making
the original version probably had the gator front.
Yeah, it does. It's still, yeah.
Maybe the Gal Hunter had the gator pointing out.
Well, next. Since you can't hear it, she insists on making comments this entire video, but she refuses.
Well, technically,
she refuses to hold a mic for some reason.
Yeah, she's got a microphone.
Shit.
Nobody plugged her in
Damn.
For a cord.
Everybody said, "Fuck what you got to say."
But, no talking for Shelley.
She just mentioned that he has a dick nose. Fucking yeah, nose dick.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can't get her all set up.
I wonder if that means when he goes to pick his nose, he's pulling something else out.
Oh my.
How does that Zord piss? Because we've seen a
Standing
pissing
up.
Zord. Oh, clearly not. His nose is facing downward.
So all he has to do is stand there and he drops. You don't stand underneath this Zord.
That's true, but he gets a lot of splashback on his shoes.
So we get, what was this, like the Pissing Zord 2.0?
Maybe.
I don't know how we ended up... What if he blows his nose?
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Seems like a very different and terrible scenario.
You'd have to question if he was pissing or drooling at some point.
Speak real quick.
Hello.
Again.
Hello.
Okay, we've got her.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Yeah, next. Man, this does feel like the same guy.
Yeah, the only difference is like the faceplate looks a little bit different and he doesn't have the shit on the back, whereas in that one picture he had the shit on the back.
Next.
So it's like eh.
Now
like
if he falls
got claws
backward, he
in
can
the back.
Claw himself away.
Next.
We're done.
Oh, we're done.
Give this guy yeah. 2.3. I'm done with this guy.
That's one issue we're going to have with a lot of these guys, is that they're one name, and then there's going to be additional changes on their body. That's it. And they're actually listed as a different form.
Two.
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 So what did the Blue Moon get?
2.06.
Gal Hunter Evil.
Evil! Evil! Angry! Angry scientist!
What the fuck?
It's the same thing again.
Nuh-uh. This
kind
time
of.
There's no face.
It's
yeah, the
face
thing is down.
Face, though.
Now he's evil.
So because the faceplate fell down and now he's holding the fucking weapon on his back, which now we know, yes, it's a weapon on the fucking back.
And his eyes are red.
Really?
Red eyes.
Yep, it's an evil mode.
Yeah.
Evil mode.
So, if he takes that off his back, new form. That's like there's, see, because there's Bill, then there's Gun Bill, then there's Sword Bill, then there's Nut Kick Bill. That's a horrible Bill, by the way.
Then there's a Barefoot Toe Kicker Fridge Bill.
Yeah,
Senior Edition.
Senior Edition. Now he's a little more extreme than I am.
Then there's Nakey Bill. And taking a shit Bill.
There is shitting Bill, yeah.
Next.
Like, see, there's different Bills.
There's sleeping Bill.
What the... Next.
Look, over there. Oh.
See, you were right. He does hold the sword thing with his...
I'm going to make this...
The crotch area is also
thing.
A little different.
I'm going to say this right now.
He's still got a nose
this
for
this guy
though.
Will get a large score... From Shane.
Yeah.
This is the fucking Kane Zord.
Yep.
He looks like a robotic Kane from Final Fantasy IV.
Yep. Robotic version of a Dragoon.
Yep.
Jump, wait, spearfall.
Next.
Done.
We're done with this fucking guy again.
Done with two.
If I haven't made myself clear yet.
No shit.
Two.
He's starting to irritate me. Sword off back does not fucking raise your score. Keep him at 2.3 for me.
Two.
And I gave the first one a 3 because I thought that, you know, that would be it. But now I'm seeing him too damn much, and you're not a new form. There's not Megazord and then Power Sword Megazord. There's fucking Megazord.
Yeah. What you got, Punky?
Two.
Oh, look at that. It's the same fucking thing. 2.06. Moving on.
Okay, we are now on Gal Hunter Evil Double Knuckles.
Double Knuckles?
Oh my god, if he's holding the fucking thing in both hands, I swear to god.
His hands changed. His arms are different.
He's still got the mask down, though, so. It's still
so
evil.
Here's what I'm guessing.
It's evil.
Next. Here's what I'm going to make. I'm going to make a guess. All of these Zords are interchangeable. So where this cat might be an arm one time, I'm wondering, because I'm looking at the bottom here, the chin, I'm wondering if it can be the legs for another Zord combination.
It's a possibility.
Just a theory. Yet to ever watch anything about this one, but I'm starting to wonder if these guys combined... differently, because now the legs are different.
Well, then let me set this in stone right now. When we get to the Q-Ranger Megazord, since it's the fucking, the Red Ranger's lion in the center, and all the different other fucking Rangers Megazords could just swap in and out from the arms and the legs.
Yes, they do, yeah.
That counts as one!
That's what's listed
on the
website.
The only thing that counts is
blame the website.
Is when you get to the fucking the leader
He's
guy.
As redundant and stupid as it is, though, if you do look these guys up,
mm-hmm.
changing
know,
out one
as,
arm
yeah.
makes them a new guy.
I know.
So dumb.
Unless you go by the American terms of each Megazord, then it might be different.
Right, next. Bang!
He's going to shoot you.
Nah, he doesn't get a fuck you, fire the everything.
Yeah.
Next.
Done.
I like that look a lot better. I'll give that a 3.
Sure, I'll copy that. Let's give him a 3, I guess. Kitty fire cannon, I'm okay with that.
I'll do a 2.8.
Fucking meow meow gun.
I'll go with a 3 because of the gun, too.
Oh, well, fuck it, then. I'm just going to basic math this. 3.2, so he's a solid 3 moving on.
Solid 3 for the double
knuckle. Okay, we're now on Gal Hunter Evil Spear.
Spear. It's a spear.
Kark.
He changed that arm, so he's got a spear. It's exactly what I was talking about. He changes one arm, one leg, one back, adds a weapon, he gets a new fucking name.
2.
Everybody hold their thoughts. I feel better now. Okay, so a 2. Alright.
I mean, are there more images? Because I don't
know.
So.
That was it.
Two.
Back to a 2.
Yeah, 2.
Two. Bill?
I guess spears are cool. Give him a 3.1.
Would Mr. Spear actually do the goddamn
The other guy
math?
Got a 3. Spear is cooler than no weapon.
2.22.
Okay. Justice?
This sucks because Shane isn't here so we can make fun of him. And because there's 30 goddamn robots we gotta go through because he changed his zipper.
He'll have to, too. Which I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
Let's see. Here we are. We are on the Gowl Hunter Justice.
Oh.
Got an alligator.
Well, there's the gator sticking out.
No.
That gator's on fire, too.
And he's got a unicorn horn.
Oh, he does.
Why does this remind me of the crocodile head from Metal Gear Solid 3?
But it's not holding a shotgun, so it can't be a croc hat shotgun killing spree.
Next.
Yeah, that one's a little different.
That's where
at least
you
the mouth
the
opens up this time.
You just put the food directly into the
it's
stomach.
Not just a nose crotch.
One. I've officially put my microphone down. It's resting on my stomach. I'm done. One.
Holy
I'll mirror
shit.
That. One.
One.
Giant croc head sticking out of chest does not look cool.
I'll go with 1.5 just because the mouth
you
is open.
You fucking would make
cool.
me do math. At least it's not Bill math. 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0 divided by 5. Don't nod your head. Give me a fucking number.
I did the math on that motherfucker.
Fucking.
Fucking give him a 5.
What?
Swear to God, I about jumped up out this shit. With my dick, no less.
No. He gets a goddamn one. I'm getting tired of this.
Fucking hell.
About how to disconnect his mic.
What is no shit. 1.1 for that fucking stupid thing.
Okay.
Phantom, here's a good name.
Gowhunter Phantom.
Gowhunter Phantom.
One picture.
Oh no, he's got one picture. That's bad news so far.
He's a concept art.
It's not a picture, it's a sketch.
Next.
Yeah, we're not even,
time,
no,
though.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Concept? No. Kiss my ass.
Gowlicarus? This guy!
What the?
Nintendo called. Butterfree wants its wings back.
Please tell me there's a better picture.
Or no, not Butterfree. Which one's the fucking the one bug? The fucking the white looking thing. I know you know what I'm thinking of.
White thing. If you're talking the original stuff, there was
No, it's not the original.
It was
I
a later
say it's
one.
Like Gen 2 or Gen 3. It's the fucking like psychic flying bug that's got like the eyeballs on the wings for like the
You're talking about the weird fucking duck thing.
No, it's an actual fucking bug. It's a fucking
Venomoth?
No, works. It's not Venomoth. It's the one that fucking goes from the stupid water skid bug. You know what I'm talking now?
Oh, I can't think of his name. I think I know what you're talking about now, yeah.
Fuck, it's gonna drive me nuts.
I
see the fucking picture of the goddamn thing clear as day. Scotty'll find it and fucking throw it up here.
Yeah.
Insert Next. Image here so we can all feel stupid later.
Are those, is that an antler? That's an antler nipple pinchy hand.
When it has an antler thing on its right hand.
This almost feels like a cross between Power Rangers and Beetleborgs.
He has a bird spear.
I like the wings.
Rhino like the foot!
What's the other foot? I can't tell what that is.
A bear, maybe?
A drill. So what it looks like from back here looks like a power drill on the end of a fucking foot.
I'm a little confused as to why that foot has a handle. Like, maybe he's got to manually lift that foot up.
To pick him up?
Duh. What do you think the nipple pinchy claw hand is for? So it can move its dead leg.
That is just in case enemies come at him. He can use his foot as a shield. He can just reach down and lift it up.
That's how he gives his opponents the big boot.
Yeah.
See, Hogan has to do it all the time.
The older you get, the tougher it is to make them big kicks. Yep. So he's got a handle that he can lift the leg. See?
Yep.
I think that's a next.
Are we excited yet?
Fuck no.
Next.
Move on. Look, I think we're done.
I don't think it's that bad, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's not that bad. I'm just goddamn irritated.
We're done with this peacock
thing. I got next
thing.
To no sleep today.
Okay.
I'm going to give that a solid 3.
2.5.
2.
I'm at 3.4, specifically because of antler nipple pinches.
Specifically because you want me to do more goddamn math.
Shit.
I know it.
Better wait till I start dropping fives in this motherfucker.
You ain't gonna drop more fives.
You don't think a single guy in this show gets a 5?
The eyeball wings are kind of freaking me out, not even going to lie.
2.68. And no, I don't. The last time we had to go through 37 fucking folders of images, I don't think there was a single 5 in it. All right.
Hold on. The show must stop. Is this an official fucking name?
It's what it was listed as.
This okay. He goes on
another
to Wikipedia.
Foot and arm.
He goes to Wikipedia's and shit, and he looks up all these forms that we're going to have to review. And the next form is Galacaris,
another
foot and arm.
The weird thing is when I look these up, I go to the one website.
I think
see
the next
listing.
Form gets a 2.68 total.
But when I go,
I don't think we should rate the three fucking pictures. No, sorry, two pictures that are here. If it's just an extra leg and an arm,
but I go to one website, find the listing for all the Zords and Robos, then I type in the listings for the names and then find them.
Eyeballs changed.
Yellow eyes.
They're like cat eyes.
No more nipple pinching.
Yeah, it took the shark arms and legs away.
Not on this one, at least.
Next.
Eyes of justice!
Okay, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
That gives me like a Wing Gundam feeling, like Hell Class Customs for like the Endless Waltz movie.
Yeah, but at the same time, I also feel like this picture is in the wrong folder because that's the fucking bird spear arm and the nipple pinchy antlers.
Except for the eye. The eye's still yellow, so it still counts.
No, the eye's green.
I thought the other one was blue.
I don't know.
The other one was blue.
Damn it, now we gotta go back to the other folder. Son of a bitch. Why do we have to ask? This is just like another episode of Jabba Wrestling Corner. Why the fuck do we have to ask questions?
Yeah, he's right.
But yeah, you are
blue
right.
From blue to yellow to green.
Yeah. But like I said, that's weird, though, because this is another arm and leg, yet the second picture doesn't have the shark and shit arms.
Just because you ain't never lost a motherfucking arm and leg and had to replace them, when you do that, your eyes turn blue, duh.
You mean green? And yellow.
I mean, the foot still has a
Don't
a
be
handle.
Messing with my color blindness. His eyes are different, goddammit.
I don't know. I feel like it should still get the same score, though. That's just me.
I feel like this is starting to piss me off. Give this guy a 2.8.
This motherfucker actually making me do math. fuck it, 2.5.
I'll go 2.
2.1.
I'm going 2.5 again.
And we'll divide by in the thing. And
so what the extra arm and leg get?
2.38.
Galcantaris.
Uh.
He got an elephant shield.
Is he, like, riding on that lion?
Yes. I think this is, like, a mounted knight thing with, like, a lance and shit. Yeah.
He's about to joust your ass.
Again, you should
never... And he still gets his wings.
Again, you should never mount any animal. Bear fucker, do you need assistance? Remember? It's all coming back now, isn't it?
Next. Next.
Justin, next. Mofo.
Next. Oh my god. Next.
The toy.
Holy fuck.
Some bright colors.
Next.
That's it.
Okay, what's this guy get?
Three.
I kind of like his concept. We've never seen it ever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's been a Sentai yet or any other show that we've reviewed that has like a weird jousting knight-esque rider thing. The closest we've ever seen is the dude that was riding the Velociturkey.
Oh, never mind.
Well, yeah, there was the guy riding the T-Rex thing,
yep.
But then there was also the knight who walked in on the wrong Sentai show riding the bull with the nipple tassels.
Yep, this dude's way cooler to me. I'm at like a 3.5. I'm kind of digging him.
There's one thing I really enjoyed about that, and that was none of the parts were interchanging.
Yet.
Yeah,
he had an elephant shield, too.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I did notice it looked like the eyes changed on, like, two of the pictures. They went to, like, a gray color, but...
He kept the elephant shield and the jousting thing, so...
Yeah, I know.
That's the good thing.
If I'm not mistaken, in Mighty Morphin, didn't they have the Mastodon as a shield sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, rarely used, but yeah.
I'm going to go a 3 for this.
Oh, fuck.
And what about Michelle?
3.
So,
oops, fuck, I hit a... Instead of a... Okay.
Basic math has failed him.
No, I hit the decimal instead of the 3 because they're right
quiet.
Next to each other. 3.1. I'm not Nick! I don't need silence for 2 plus 4!
Okay.
Gao King. Oh, I'm so impressed. Give him a 2. Let's move on. Feel like a hater this episode.
Yeah, I know, me too, but I think it's because as soon as you opened up the folder, we were like, holy fuck, there's like 30 folders in this goddamn thing.
If there would have been 33 different mechs, not I have a different arm, look, I'm holding the weapon.
Yeah.
Fucking ass.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
I'm going 1 with the Gao King.
1.
2.
For the brief moment I saw it, I'll give it a 2.5. If you blinked, you missed it.
Yeah.
It's like partial nudity.
You know why? You know why you missed it? Because now we're going to go on to Gao King. Another arm.
Wait, what did Gao King get all
together? No clue. I didn't get a score from Shelly.
I said 1.
Oh, okay. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that's everybody. Okay. And then divide by the thing. 1.7.
Okay, what did... Okay, let's see this other
Gao
arm.
Gao King. Another arm. Are you excited?
I can't make heads or tails of that picture.
It's so blurry.
It's basically the exact same thing, only he switched in the fucking hammerhead shark and the fucking wolf.
In other words, ass!
Still 2.5.
1.
Still going with 1.
Still going with the 2.
Oh, what about Bill?
Awesome.
Well, yeah, what about Bill?
Fucking give him a 2. Because now he's going to have another arm spear.
Oh, so 1.7 again. Yeah, next. Do it.
Click the button. Can't wait to see
Hurry this episode up!
When I summon Megazords...
Oh, God. Yes, Zordon, you've summoned Megazords.
How redundant is it to be one of these Rangers where you literally have to be like, fucking Gao King! Another arm spear! so that that guy comes out instead of the Gao King, instead of Gao King another arm.
Listen, the Rangers have days off just like everybody else, okay? That's why the parts are interchangeable.
Our Rangers get to call them by better names.
What Ranger was not available that day?
Bird Spear. Give him another fucking two.
Hey, Bill. Don't view that plot hole!
This isn't a plot hole.
Shh, plot hole!
This is a different kind of problem altogether.
Well, yes. It can't be pert. Well, yeah, no.
Don't view this ignorance.
Eh, fair enough.
The chest is sticking its tongue out at you.
Oh, it is.
And the bull cock again.
1.5.
Yeah, why is the Taurus cock back?
Because he was available that day.
Because they're new legs as well.
Yeah.
2.
I do like the look of the legs. Looks a lot better than handle foot.
What you got, Shelly?
2.
Divide by the thing and
what'd this thing get?
Apparently I had basic math wrong.
But the Gao King.
Oh, that's why, because I multiplied by 5 instead of dividing by 5. That's not correct.
Gao King didn't have a handle foot. See, he's always had Taurus legs.
Huh.
All he changes is an arm. Another arm. Another spear arm.
Well, anyway, spear arm got a 1.9. Moving on.
Okay, Gao King Aqua Diver.
Aqua Diver.
Why did you just, oh?
I heard Aqua, oh, wait, better not be Aquatar.
Oh.
Eh, better than where
concept
I
concept art.
Concept. More sketch.
Fucking next. God damn it. Gao King Crosshorn. Gao King gets a lot of motherfucking attention. Because he fucking changed his hat? Is that what this is this time? No, he got his fucking antler nipple pinchy.
And a shark arm.
Oh yeah, and a shark arm.
A different shark. Instead of the hammerhead, it's more like a great white.
That would make my right arm feel stubby by comparison.
He reaches out and he bites the nipple with the shark. He's like, dink! And you're like, ah, shit! And you back up and then he reaches out with the antlers and he's like, dink! And you're like, son of a bitch! You just can't get away.
It already hurts from before, now it hurts worse.
Yeah.
Send my raccoon wounds.
Again.
I'm getting tired of this fucking shit.
Fuck him, one.
Oh my God, with the Gao King, God damn it.
Yeah, I'm tired of this shit, too.
1.2.
We are not done with the Gao King.
Yeah, I know.
Give him another fucking 2. I'm not fucking changing. He gets a fucking 2 until he changes.
This one's going to have the 2 wolf cannons again.
Exactly.
Right. I'm giving him a 2 because I like the nipple pinching.
You would.
So what'd the score get for that mofo?
1.54.
Okay.
Okay, let's go on to Gao King.
Because I'm getting tired of this attention whore robo.
Double knuckles. Oh, wow. Fucking Voltron hands.
2.5. Lost 0.5 because of the chest.
2.
Two.
1.9.
Wait, did Bill even give a score?
He already said he's going to stick it at a 2.
Oh, okay.
Gao King Spear.
Well, fuck, that's a 2 already.
Fucking bird spear.
Again?
God damn it.
1.5. 1.
I don't even remember what I gave the guy the last time.
We just say it's a 2, and then we do it with the divide by that the was 5. And a 1.5. Moving on. Fuck this. You used the wrong program, guy. Come on.
No, that's because I was double checking what she just said.
Oh, okay.
Gao King, spear and knuckle.
Motherfucker. Okay, hold on. Now I got it. Okay.
That picture looks cool.
I'm sorry. The picture that was your screensaver looked cooler.
But I'm under the impression...
Sorry, background.
I'm under the impression that this is still a fucking 2.
Yeah.
I'm also riding with 2.
2.
Yeah, 2.
And yes, so I'm being you do like my background. It is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Gao King, spear and shield will be next. Are 1. We set 8. On that?
1.8 for the knuckle. Spear and shield.
I like his elephant shield.
I do too.
Give him a 2.1. Elephant.
1.5.
3.
2.
We're still on the motherfucking Gal King. Oh, my God.
1.92.
Get the fuck over yourself.
Gal King.
Striker.
Striker.
Basic.
Go down to 1.9.
He lost the nipple pinching lamp thing.
Back to the fucking...
You know what? Yeah, 1.5. He got his fucking handle foot back.
1.5 also.
Okay, hold on. I gotta fix Bill's. I'm fucking changing my
fucking
shit again.
Ass.
Okay, I need a Scotty and a Shelly.
1.5.
Okay.
2.
Oh, Christmas from Scotty. 1.5.
1.5 for the striker.
We're not done. Gal King, sword and shield, motherfuckers.
Fuck this guy! Hard without lube!
Oh, okay, alright. He's got a big-ass fucking retarded mammoth hand and a shield. Okay, for this weapon set, I do like.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a solid 3.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but I do actually like the way this is. I like that he has a sword and a shield. That's where I like my Zords to be. I'm fairly basic with that. I like the sword and shield.
Unless they have an actual like particle cannon or something.
Yep, and he seems to fit. I actually think it's because of the style. It's kind of like one of those French, like the swords that have that big guard on the hand. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think it's supposed to be imitating that.
2.5.
And when I look at the elephant, I think these are fucking chain guns on the elephant head, on the shield.
So your shield can shoot.
That would be awesome if I am right. I'm probably wrong, but if I'm right, that is awesome.
3.
I'll give it a 3 if you're right with that.
By the way, we're not done with this fucking guy yet.
2.8, goddammit.
It's Gal King Swordmaster time.
The Swordmaster? Concept art.
This would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, that wouldn't look like a nice design.
Peacock feathers.
Yeah, that peacock thing would have acted as a bunch of swords on him or something. That might have been cool.
As soon as you said it, though, I thought it was going to be like the bird spear and like the fucking elephant
I was expecting
sword.
The same thing,
I was
yes.
Like, God damn it.
Is this the last king?
Gal King Valatutor?
I am.
Sorry if I'm wrong, but that's as close as I give a shit about his name.
Oh, look, more concept art.
Big-ass concept art.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Okay, so we're at Gal Knight.
Yes.
Oh, he's no longer king, huh?
Demoted.
Nah, he lost his roar.
What the hell?
Huh.
You know, I don't hate this.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not hating this, actually. Once again, he's got that sword and shield that I liked. I'm not minding the chest plate. It's simple. His head is fine. He's got, like, cannon things.
Yeah.
His legs are fine. They're different. There's still the tourist legs, but his fucking cock guard is different. It's got that gold and white.
Yeah.
I can see the whole knight thing going on it, but the face area looks a bit odd to me.
I think it looks downright ugly.
It looks like a bug.
Ugly's fine with me. You know what? He gets a 3.2. I'm fine with ugly for this guy.
1.5.
Not everybody has to look appeasing. They have to work. And they have to be better than fucking 90 fucking Gal Kings.
I'm giving a 3 to the knight.
2.5.
2.74.
Gal Muscle.
His head and chest plate are different.
But the chest plate is the same.
It's the same, but it's a different color.
Yeah, it changed its color. Same legs, chest piece changed color, head changed, and new arms.
I like his head better.
I'll agree with that. His head does look better.
1.8.
Damn.
I gave it a 0.3 up.
I'm at about a 3.
Yeah, I'm at a 3 with this guy. I don't mind him.
2.7.
2.8.
So what the...
2.66.
Okay.
Don't fucking do it. Gal Muscle Magnum.
Oh, Christ. Here we go. Oh, thank God. It's just kind of...
That would have
that
been,
would have been
fucking
sweet. Holy shit. Now that guy would have got a fuck you, fire the everything.
No shit. That dude looks like he would have been cool.
Goddamn missile launchers on his back and a fucking literal particle cannon for an arm. They'd have been like, fuck on you, bitch.
Gal Muscle, Tiger, or Gal Cracker? Gal Muscle, Shark and Tiger, or Gal Cracker? So whenever you need to summon this guy, whenever you need to summon this guy, raise your hands to the sky while the giant monster is stomping forward and say, Gal Muscle, Shark and Tiger, or Gal Cracker, we don't care, just get the fuck out here and help, goddammit.
I don't see the difference.
A tiger on its...
Yeah, other than the arms, I agree, I don't see a difference.
The arms.
And that's what changed.
1.8.
1. 2.5.
I'm fine with this muscle dude. I still think it's dumb, but keep him at a 3.
All right, fair enough.
So...
2.26.
Okay.
Gal Muscle Striker. That arm. And that arm.
Oh, look.
Handlefoot came back.
1.5. If I give it a high score, will it go away?
1.5.
No. I think there's still another
2.
One.
Still at a 3 over there?
Yeah.
Okay. 2.2.
We are now on Gal Muscle Striker Crosshorn.
Are we done yet? Are we
Pinch!
Done yet?
Pinch!
Are we done?
Pinchy's back.
Pinchy! That's a 3.2.
Fucking would.
1.2.
2. Don't be hating on the nipple pinchy hand.
2.8.
Well, I figured you would have gone 5 because he's got the fucking nipple pinchy hand.
That's why I got higher than the other one. Yeah,
I tried to give a 5 and I almost got my ass kicked for it.
Crosshorn.
2.44. That was different.
Oh, look. More Gal Muscle. This time it's Striker Longhorn.
Longhorn?
Yay, more concept art. We don't have to grade. Oh, hallelujah.
Okay.
Oh,
Gal Muscle Striker
folders.
Spear.
Striker Spear.
Please be concept art. Damn it!
Hey, look, it's a 1.2.
Put the motherfucking spear on.
2.
When I'm watching this, when I get here in the show... If they have to constantly stop the fight to be like there, because this got old. This is happening in Zeo too, and I was fucking getting pissed when I was watching it. It got to a point where I was like, "Come the fuck on! I'm tired of this shit." They'd be like, "We're in the middle of a fight.
Change helmet.
And it would go to a stock motion where they'd be like, "So and so, blah blah blah, pyramid helmet," and the helmet would come off. Then there'd be lightning. Then the helmet would go on. Then they'd be like, "Attack!" Bow! They hit him one time. They're like, "Finish him off!" Blah blah blah. Change helmet. Fucking shooter gun helmet. And then to go to the thing, and the helmet would come off, and there'd be some fucking lightning, and helmet would go on. There'd be more lightning. Then they'd be like, "Do do do!" And shoot the fucking guns. They'd be like, "Let's get this thing over with." Change helmet, and the helmet would come off. And this is not an exaggeration. This is one fight, one fucking 10-minute long.
I think
fight
it was like one.
The
one of the first episodes that they were doing that on. I think that was it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my fucking god. Just
choose a battle
style or make it faster. Like, this is getting old real fast.
Yep.
And I worry, is that the... Oh, motherfucker!
Yes!
Now, I don't know if we had to do the animals or not, considering they're single organisms and...
Shelly,
give me a score, please.
2.
A 2. Okay.
Then we do that, and then we divide by the 5, and we're at a 2.24, and fuck the rest of this!
That's why I put
We will go through the pictures for the fans, because we're almost at an hour, but what the serious fuck!
That is why I put in a separate folder to not get to right now.
It's okay. Oh my god. 33 motherfucking animal pictures.
So,
flame pyro.
No, we're doing these.
Yeah, he's gonna do it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not gonna rate. We're just gonna look at him. So there you go.
Oh my fucking god!
That's so cute. It's a cute little penguin.
Is there still beer in the fridge? Because I'm gonna go get a beer.
There is actually.
There is
yes.
some iced tea in the fridge.
I'm gonna go get a beer. I'll
you
be right back.
You might need one of those fucking alcoholic iced teas.
Drink one for me since I can't drink anymore.
It's so cute.
It is kind of cute. I will give it that. What's on so his now, head?
Now that we've dived in
to the animals.
It's in an egg.
It's one of those hatcher toys.
Oh.
Oh, that's his inner eye on the outside, like Ten Shenhan. Gao ape.
Gee, I wonder what that's going to be.
Uka Uka. Actually, that's pretty sweet.
That's kinda
he
cool
is kind of cool.
I don't hate that.
That sword, can we rate it? Can we rate the Zord?
No.
Do you want to rate that first rate all the animal? Others?
Hell yeah, it was super cute. It gets a 5. Hey, if I could say 5.1, I'd do it.
I think I'd be next.
Moving
Would
on.
Would you like me to drink the beer and then smash the bottle?
Would you like me to drink the beer and then smash the bottle over his head? I forgot to pick up my microphone.
Well, the gal bat, that's bats, the most impressive yeah. thing ever, isn't it? Okay, now we're on gal bear.
It's a bear.
I was wondering what that hand was every time it showed up, to be
malt.
Fair.
Okay. So is this just the various body parts then?
Yeah, basically, these are all the yes. body parts that we're switching out for it, like the gal bison.
Oh, okay.
And the flame pyro really makes no sense to
see, because that's what we were... That's those set of legs, the gal bison here.
Yep. With the bull cock.
Yep.
Or, well, what we referred to as a bull cock.
And then gal boar.
Tiny Pikachu.
That's amazing.
Grill?
It seems like this did not get made.
Yeah, concept.
But it would have been kind of cool. Gal Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Wow.
That's not a buffalo. That was a...
It is bull. Today. No. Gal Condor.
Oh, that's what that thing was.
Yeah, that was, there we go. That was on the Gal God thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Gal Deers? Oh!
That's your nipple pinchy.
Nipple pinchy! Fucking sweet. Gal Eagle.
Eagle.
Gee, that looks awfully familiar.
Familiar? Yeah.
Yeah, I was...
Even its attack.
Yes, no shit. Yeah. Okay, Gao Elephant.
It's the shield.
Yep, it's the yep. shield.
He's actually kind of cool looking.
Gao Falcon.
Oh, look, it's the thing that had the eyes.
Except it's missing the eyes.
Yeah. Okay. Gao Giraffe? Is that right? Yeah. What?
I don't remember a giraffe.
Dude, yes! No! How come we didn't see the giraffe in anything?
Long neck attack.
I'm into the Gao giraffe. It's almost as cool as zombie giraffes. But there hasn't been zombie giraffes yet, and I'm still disappointed by that.
I thought there was.
I heard there was a movie called Zombies, but I've yet to see it, and I heard it has zombie giraffes.
You're okay, well, that's all for me for this episode. I gotta go grab up my laptop and look at Netflix real
you're
quick.
You're trying to run away, and it just kind of leans down, and you're like, ah, you bitch, and it got you. Gal Gorilla.
Uga.
Gal Hammerhead. Yep. Then there was Gal Jaguar. Yeah, I was right. It was,
yeah, Jaguar.
Okay, cool. Then we're on Gao Jaws.
Jaws. Oh, dun-dum. Concept.
Dun-dum.
Okay, Gao Kong. Well, we already had a gorilla, but whatever.
Now we have three gorillas.
Because we need more.
Gao Leon.
The lion. Or
Meat.
A lion.
Gao Ligator.
Gator.
Okay, that is actually kind of cool.
Except when it's mounted on a chest.
Yes. Gao Lion.
Oh, the lion.
By the way, I got it sitting right here in front of me right now.
You looked it up?
Yeah, it's only an hour and a half off Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix?
Right, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was on Netflix. I'm going to be watching Zombie Giraffes. You better believe that. We're on Gao Medillo?
Oh, an armadillo. That's what I kept thinking.
Gao Medillo, probably.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's okay. Gao Mammoth.
Oh.
Did not get made. Gao Mole.
Mole.
We're not supposed to talk about the... Next. Gao Pander. Panda. What is this? Black and white camouflage? Probably hiding in an Oreo factory? Could be. Gao Penguin.
Penguins.
Oh, okay. That did not get made, I guess.
Probably for one of the ones.
Feel like
that,
they had enough animals already.
Gao Polar? No, they
apparently
Jesus
not.
Jesus Christ.
Polar bear.
Okay. Gao Rhinos? Oh my God.
Who looked at that and said, "I think that would make a good foot."
Gao Saw Shark?
The guy who made the last rhino who turned it into a fucking foot.
Gao Shark?
Oh, and an arm.
Dude, no, go back.
Oh, fuck.
Why? The corner. Yes.
Dude, that would have been awesome.
Is that the giraffe?
Yes,
riding
it is.
Riding the shark? Yes.
Yes,
Mother Nature's coming to get you, boy.
Gao Swallow.
Surprise,
did not get made. Thank God. Gao Tiger. That's pretty cool.
That's kind
of
cool.
Gao Wolf. That is it!
Yay!
Holy shit!
Wow.
Come the fuck on!
Yeah.
What are we at time-wise? I can't see.
We're at 57 minutes. Most of that was fucking he put on a different arm!
And a different leg!
Look, a new leg! Oh, fucking handle foot! Littlefoot.
The eye color changed this time.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, look,
this...
a face flap.
But the bird, the tiny little bird at the end made it worth it.
So, who fucking won?
The bird.
That guy.
This
guy. Did you stop keeping score?
No, I didn't stop keeping score. We just kind of gave the fuck up.
Dude, this got fucking old. There is a problem.
I want to say there was a couple of guys that made it to like a full three something.
Right.
So,
there are some problems with this one. Like when I'm watching the show, I'm sure that's a little better. But when you're going through a list and you're just looking at Zords, like this is one of those things that feels like, hey. We can get a lot of money. It's like if you were playing a game called Bylanders. And the only way that you could play it is you had to have one of every element, in which there are 14 elements, and each element costs $6 to activate, and you have to have the toy, which is $14 a toy, per element. That's $14 plus $6 for activation of each toy, and there's 7 toys per element, and you need all 7 of a single element in order to activate and unlock the next element.
And let's not forget about the crystals you need to get for each element, too.
And then you need to collect crystals, and they also cost $4 a crystal.
And to get the crystals, you gotta buy the lockboxes.
And the crystals are only randomized in lockboxes. boxes. So whilst you have already bought all of the fire guys for the first element to unlock the water element, you are only finding electric crystals, so you can't yet put the fucking figures into the game for the next element. That is what this feels like. Is like they were like, how much can we fucking sell? Let's make lions and tigers and bears and leopards and giraffes. Oh my. Fucking, it prints motherfucking money. And that's really how I feel this show. Like, because let's be honest about this. Just like our Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, and Super Sentai fall into this category. They're selling toys.
Yep.
This is a kid's show. Even in Japan, this is a kid's show. Mm-hmm. And they gotta make that money. The reason that the fucking Ninja Turtles had a fucking truck that shot garbage can lids was because the toy had already been made.
Yeah, but yep. Also look at how many styles that the Turtles went through. I mean, they had Star Trek style that they went through.
That was to make money.
Yeah.
And they even had some sports turtles, and the current turtles are going through a WWE style.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's because Ninja Turtles long ago, when the show was made, there was a stipulation to the show being made. Eastman and Laird said, we want a show. And they went down and they talked to this guy about getting the show. And the guy said, oh yeah, sounds absolutely great, I'm all on board for it. And then they said, well, that's fucking perfect, when can we get this thing going? And he said, well, where's your toy line? And they looked at him like they were dumb motherfuckers, like, what's he talking about? And he said, oh, you don't have a toy line? You got no show. Cartoons are very expensive to make.
Yep.
And the only way you could pay for the animation is to have, one, people that are paying for the animation, which we're not about to do, or two, something that's bringing in revenue that pays for the animation. You need a toy line. So they go over to the toy company, and the toy company cuts the first wave of toys. The first wave of toys was actually based on the comic books.
Yep.
That's the reason they don't look right. In fact, I have them right over here.
Yeah, why they have all the big mouths and the evil grins, and they're always frowning and scowling.
And they got the white retina, like there's no pupil white. And everything. That's because they're taken from the comic books.
Yep.
And when they made these toys, then the show launched, and the show was like, well, this show is great. And then the toy company that had a hold of the toys was like, oh, this is awesome. And they were like, you know what they need? They need sewer surfing boards. And so they made this dumbass toy, and then they would call the guys making the show and be like, on your next episode, you need surfing boards. And they'd say, for what? Because it's the new toy, and we have to sell the toy, or you don't have an animation, motherfucker.
And then all the different odd villains, too.
Yeah. A lot of what appeared in the show was because the show was not actually a show. It was a 22-minute commercial for the new toy that was about to hit the market every episode. Yep.
Think about G.I. Joe and He-Man and, sad to say, Thundercats and the rest. It was to make your ass go buy the toys and the comic books and the straight-to-VHS movies.
That's another reason I read comic books the way I do is because, yes, they fall victim to this market shit as well. But normally, when a comic book writer makes a new thing, he makes it because it's cool or it's something he wants to do. Not because the company was like, dude, we need cybernetic Superman. We have to have that. No, he was like, you know what would be fucking cool? Cybernetic Superman. They were like, is there a reason for it? And he's like, I'm about to make one. And so he did. And it's really cool. It's a damn good storyline with a cybernetic Superman after Superman had died. Let's put that in air quotes.
Died.
After Superman died, the cybernetic Superman and the Eradicator, who was posing as the Superman because he honestly thought he was Superman. There was something wrong with his fucking memory. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yep.
He came in, and all these different guys were claiming to be Superman, including the clone, the Superman clone, who was Superboy, who at the time, his gimmick was, people would be like, oh, thank you for saving us, Superboy, and he'd like, don't ever fucking call me boy. He didn't like that. There were no toys for this. For a very long time, there was no toys to support this, what was going on in the comics. Toys came later. They're an afterthought. But on television...
I think the toys came... Didn't the toys come out around the same time as the video game?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, but the toys are an afterthought. Yeah. They happen, and they I'm sure they make DC a lot of fucking money. Don't misunderstand me. But they're an afterthought, where... You know the reason Green Lantern was canceled? Its toys didn't sell.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about that terrible movie. The series is fucking golden. And that's not a joke. The series is good.
Oh,
Green
yeah.
Lantern, the animated series, is fucking awesome, dude. It's one of the best DC series that I have ever watched. It's really solid, and it wasn't pulling punches. Lanterns were dying
yeah.
defending their sectors. They were dying. It was hardcore. It was no holds barred. The heroes were not guaranteed. And I was like, this show's fucking crazy. Hell, the show opens with the murder of a Green Lantern by two Red Lanterns, and he's very obviously fucking dead. And I was like, holy shit, it pulls no punches, but the toys did not sell, so the series is gone. Because that's a commercial. That's what these shows are. And I feel like this show went too goddamn far with their let's make money from some toys feature, because you don't need all those fucking Zords. And then, even with 33 motherfucking Zords, you're drawing concept art for new Zords? Give it up, it's fucking done. You've got enough, goddammit. Ass! No fucking reason for that.
Overkill.
Yes. We are probably going back to writers for the next episode. We do not have Shane. We've done this whole behind the curtain before. We get together once every two Saturdays, and we bomb out the next two Wednesdays is what we do here. So we're missing Shane on this one. So I think our next episode, we're going to go to writers again. And then the episode after that will be Shane Catches Up. And then Shane Zeros.
Oh, it'll Shane, be a Shane dual, has to catch up with this stuff.
It'll be a dual Shane-isode, I guess, because we have Shane has to catch up with all the mechs that he missed, and then he has to rate those on that episode. Then he has to come back and painstakingly put in order the best of the worst to the worst of the worst.
Found the one I was talking about.
What is that, Monty Poke?
Can't remember.
What the? It doesn't say?
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
no, the
ass.
Name's right there.
Oh, it is. Yes, you're right. Masquerade.
Okay, that's the Monty Poke he was thinking of.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay, so think we're done here.
Yep.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.